Before we had a memre of Rav Yochanan, Omar Rabbe Baba Chona, Omar Rav Yochanan, Omru Haloche Kerab Shimon. And there the pshat was that Rav Yochanan said, the Bnei Yeshiva said, Haloche Kerab Shimon, and the Gemara assumed that Omru Allah Kerab Shimon means the Bnei Yeshiva held Allah Kerab Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that Allah Kerab Shimon. That was the Gemara we had learned yesterday. Ki also Rabbi Yitzchok be Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yitzchok be Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Allah Kerab Yehuda. That Allah we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar Halachi Kerab Shimon. Omar Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef said, when he heard the memre of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Halachi Kerab Yehuda, so now he understands that we had not correctly learned, or the Gemara did not learn the correct pshat in Rabbi Baba Chone. Hainu da Omar Rabbe Barbachona Omar Rabbi Yochanan Omru Halacha Kerab Shimon. That Rabbi Barbachona said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan the Bnei Yeshiva said Halacha Kerab Shimon. Omru v'lei loy svirelei. But Rabbi Yochanan himself does not hold Halacha Kerab Shimon. He holds Halacha Kerab Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. V'lei loy svirelei. L'Rabbi Yochanan l'Svirat etav Halachi Kerab Shimon, v'hainu the Rabbi Yitzchok. So he says, Rabbi Yosef learned the correct pshat in Rabbi Baba Chonis Memre b'shem Rabbi Yochanan after he heard that Rabbi Yitzchok b'Rabbi Yosef said klar that Rabbi Yochanan holds Halachi Kerab Yehud. Omar le Abaye l'Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef. Va'at loitizbere the Rabbi Yochanan ke Rabbi Yehuda. That means without this memra of Rabbi Yitzchak be Rabbi Yosef, you wouldn't hold yourself that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. From a maisa that occurred, we can figure out how Rabbi Yochanan held. Why? There was a maisa as follows: or Rab Abe, Rab Asi iklu lebei Rab Abe de min chayfe. V'nofal menalte al glimi de Rabasi. So Pasha the Gemara had learned now that this menalte that fell al glimi de Rabasi was a menoire that they were madlik before Shabbos. This menoire had burnt out already. So now according to Rab Shimon, it's not mukze. So one is permitted to be metaltalit. It's only muktzeh b'shah shehu daylik. But after it burns out, one is permitted to be metaltal the menorah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds kiven diskatzoi bein hashmoshes iskatzoi lekula yoyme. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this menorah would be muktzeh. So now, there was such a maise, v'nofal menarto al glime de Rabasi. This menorah fell on the beged of Rabasi. Rav Asi was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rav Shimon, so Rav Asi should have picked up the menorah. If Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so he wasn't allowed to pick up the menorah because it was muktzeh. The loy tiltelo, he wasn't metaltel the menorah behedye, he was menayer the menorah. So Memela, this was a bakanta maise. I mean, the Chazal were medayik in every tnue that the Gedolei Yisrael had done. So if we see Rab Asi was menayer the glime and did not pick up the menayre, so we see Rab Asi holds like Rab Yehuda. Mestama Rab Asi got this from his Rebbe Rab Yochanan. So Abayes Rab Yosef, since you were aware of this maise, so you could have seen already that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Lav mishum, my time, lav mishum de Rabbi Asi, talmide de Rabbi Yochanan have, The Rabasi is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan, ki Rabbi Yehuda Svirale, the Islay Mukze. So, Mamela, from this Maisa, you could have figured it out. Why did you have to wait for the Memre of Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan? Omar Loi. So, Rabbi Yosef answered Abaye, Minarta Kamre, the Maisa of the Menoire, you want to prove that Rabasi held like Rabbi Yehuda. Minarta Shaini, Minarta Menoire is a new problem in Gansen. This has nothing to do with the Machlokes of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda by Aner Shedolak. The Omar Rabache Bar Chanina Omar Rabasi, Hoyre Reish Lokish B'tzidon, Menoire Anitelis B'yodoy Achas Mutal Taltalo. Reish Lokish said, a small menoire, which one is able to pick up with one hand, so one is permitted to be metaltalit in Shabbos. B'shte Yodov, a heavier menoire, which one needs two hands to pick it up, also letaltalit. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ein lo no elo b'ner ke Rabbi Shimon. Only by a ner, a small ner. Then we hold like Rabbi Shimon. Avo menoire, beinitlo b'yode yachas, beinitlo b'shte yoda, also letaltalo. Then it is also to be metaltal. V'taim am I, so what is the new iser of a menoire that has no shaykhis with the din of ner? Rabbe v'Rab Yosef d'omre tovayu, hoyul v'odom keivei alo mokeim, since a person is miyached amokeim for a menoire, so that alone gives it a din mukse. Something that is not oimed letautel, it's put down in a place and people don't want it to get moved, so that's a new mukse. And this mukse filo Rab Shimon holds. So memele, that's a Rav Yosef answered Abaye's kasha. Abaye asked him from that at Rav Asi was Minayer the Gleime, and not, wasn't metal to the Minayer alone. We see that Rav Yochanan and Paskins like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says no. So Rav Yosef said no. This Maisa has a different explanation to it. The reason Rav Asi was not metal to the menoire, because a menoire is a dover shem miyachtem loy mokim, odom kevei lo mokim. So this is a new type of mukze, which even Rabbi Shimon is moide that is also. Let us see Rashi. Va'at loit izbere, Abai had asked Rabbi Yosef, umikame de shamate lele de Rabbi Yitzchak. Loi hava yedate de Rabbi Yochanan ki Rabbi Yehuda, you didn't know Rabbi Yechanan knows like Rabbi Yehuda. Ishtei Yadayim Reish Lakish said, a menoire that one has to pick up with two hands, can meforish time lekamei. The lav little tulei avide, the odom kevei alom okeim. So that one is not permitted to be metal. Rabbi Yechanan oma, oh no, ein lo no shum hetel, behilches tiltu neirois, elo b'ner yoshen kerab shimin demate. By an er yosh a mukza machmas miyus, there we hold like Rab Shimon. Avo menoire. Menoire is also. Hilk, ben sai gdoile, sai ektane. Hilkach, I lav me de Rab Yitzchak, lai have a yedan aloi. So I would never know that Rab Yechen in Paskin la loche like Rab Yehuda. Avo hashte yedan. But now I heard from Rab Yitzchak that Rab Yechen in Paskin is like Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda svir aloi bekulu. So now the puzzle is put together. He says, here I have a member of Rabbi Yochanan that says, Elon Noel Baner, Kerab Shimon, and Rabbi Yitzchak, but Rabbi Yosef said that, what? Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like Rabbi Yehudim. So that's Pshat. Lagabi, Mukze Machmas Mius, he Paskins like Rabbi Shimon. Lagabi Mukze Machmas Yisrael, we'll see in Taisvus, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Taisvus. Omalei Minarta Shani. It's this, Abaye wanted to prove that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Rav Shimon, from this Maisa, because his Talmud did not want to be metalful the Menorah, and he told them, no, there's a besondere tam als Menorah. Menorah is a besondere Israel because Adam Kebeel Leimok. Bim Taima, Pektoisvis, why didn't Amai Leimucha, why didn't Abaye ask Rabbi Yosef, there's another Rabbi Yochanan. From the other Rabbi Yochanan, you could have proven that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Rabbi Shimon, he holds like Rabbi Yehud. Which Rabbi Yochanan? Mahodam Rabbi Yochanan bepeik lulu varovim. The sukkah afilu bishmini asure. Rabbi Yochanan said that sukkah, the noy sukkah, is also afilu bishmini. It's also shmini atzeres also. Why is it also shmini atzeres? Alme islay migo diskatzoi. He holds migo diskatzoi ben ashmoshes. Since ben ashmoshes it was diskatzoi, if it had a suda ben ashmoshes, so it had to eat in the sukkah. So migo diskatzoi ben ashmoshes is katzoi lekuloyoy. So al kolchach we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds ke Rabbi Yehuda, that holds the din of migo diskatzoi. According to Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon does not hold the din of Migodis Katzoi. So you see, claw from this member of Rab Yochanan, that Rab Yochanan paskins like Rab Yehuda. Why didn't the Gemara bring this member? The Tiretzri, the Ner Einoi Mukze LeMitzvosoi Mitiltu. She'ein bitul mitzveh bitultu. V'loidomi l'sukeh diskatzoi ben ashmoshis machmas mitzveh, v'lochein yochei l'ichiyach misukeh aneh. I think Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. Tosfos found a Rabbi Yochanan that holds amigo de iskatzoi. We know Rab Shimon does not hold Migo de Iskatzoi. By Mulchoni we had and will have that Rab Shimon holds that something was a bosses Bein Hashmoshes. There's no din of Migo de Iskatzoi. By Ner Shekova, there's no din of Migo de Iskatzoi. Rab Yochanan does hold the din of Migo de Iskatzoi. So Stamazai to ask Akashe, Rab Yochanan holds Migo Diskatzoi and Rab Shimon by Mulchoni does not hold Migo Diskatzoi. So perhaps one could differentiate. The Mukze that Rab Yochanan is speaking of Huktzel Mitzvosoi. So by Huktzel Mitzvosoi, perhaps that's a greater mitzvah, a greater Mukze, then we say Migo Diskatzoi Bein Hashmoshes. Rab Shimon that's speaking about Mulchoni, maybe there you don't say Migo Diskatzoi because Mukhoni is not Huktzel Mitzvosoi. So in order for Tosfos to ask Akasha to prove that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Rabbi Shimon, so Tosfos said, because Faker, Ner Shekova is also Huktzel Mitzvosoi, and from that wagon, Rabbi Shimon is Matar Tiltu. And Rabbi Yochanan, when he's speaking about Sukkah, which is Huktzel Mitzvosoi, and there he asks the Noye Sukkah. So Tosfos' whole kasha was, we see in the Huktzel Mitzvosoi, Rabbi Yochanan does hold of Migo Diskatzoi, and Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Migo Diskatzoi, by Huktzel Mitzvosoi. So Tosfos answers as follows, that Ner, Tiltel HaNer, Be'etzem, we are speaking about Dinei Tiltel. The Emerson, Rab Shimon, speaks about two inyonim. Rab Shimon speaks about Moisar HaShemin Shebener. One is permitted to use the Shemin. Now, that's Amigo, that there it was Huktzel Mitzvosoi. And if Rab Shimon says one is permitted to use it, so we see from Rab Shimon that even though it was Huktzel Mitzvosoi, I don't say Migo de Iskatzoi to be Matar Shimush. I see Rab Shimon holds you're allowed to use the Shemen after the Ner is covered. So that's the Rab Shimon is clone not like Rab Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says one is not permitted to use the noisuk emigudis katzoi. And Rabbi Shimon says, Moisar Hashem in Shabaneir, Rabbi Shimon Mater. But our Gemara is not speaking about the Rabbi Shimon of Shimush. Our Gemara is speaking about the Rabbi Shimon of Tiltul. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol haneiris metaltalim, chutz min haneir hadoilek b'shabes. The Shaila is, does Rabbi Yochanan hold like this Rabbi Shimon, or doesn't he hold like this Rabbi Shimon? That is the Shaila. So Tosis says, this Rabbi Shimon could be, is better than the case of Rabbi Yochanan. Why? In the case of Rabbi Yochanan by Noisuke, there it was Iskatsoi Bein Hashmoshes. That means one was not permitted to derive benefit from the Noisuke Bein Hashmoshes, because it's Suktala Mitzvah. To take it off, that's a Bittul HaMitzvah. So there I say, since it was Suktala Mitzvah Bein Hashmoshes, in the Mitzvah prevented that one should be able to take it off, Iskatsoi Lekula Yoyme. So the whole day already, he's not permitted to take off the noisuk. Masha ain't came tiltul ner, of what Rabbi Shimon is speaking about, the mitzvah, one was permitted to be metaltul the ner bein hashmoshes. The uktzala mitzvosai did not create an iser tiltul. Since it's uktzala mitzvos, I'm not allowed to carry the ner, fakelt. Wherever I'm carrying it, that's a chelik of the mitzvah. I'll bring Oynik Shabbos into the next room. So there the Huktzala Mitzvosai did not prevent Tiltul. So there Rab Shimon, so the Gabi Tiltul Shebaneir, there Rab Shimon holds that one is permitted to be Mitaltul the Neir La'acher Shekova, because there was no Huktzala Mitzvosai that created an Isser Tiltul. So that is what Taismus is saying. Rab Yechinin only holds a Huktzala Mitzvosai, which Tuktzala Mitzvah created an Isser Shimush, so that Tuktzala Mitzvah is a din of Kivan Diskatzoi. But there is no raya from this Rabbi Yochanan that he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Tiltul Shabaneir, because the Tuktzala Mitzvah of the Tiltul Shabaneir does not prevent Tiltul, because Tiltul is not a bittul of the Mitzvah. So could be there Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon. Therefore the Gemara had to bring different rayas. What Rabbi Yochanan holds, if he taka holds like Rabbi Shimon by Tiltul, holds like Rabbi Yehuda by Tiltul. Rav Mishum de Rav Asi Talmidei de Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, so why didn't Rav Asi, when the menorah fell on the beged of Rav Asi, why didn't he pick it up? So Mestame, because Rav Asi is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that a ner shekove is also bitul. Dem Taima, Taisvis, Dilma Rab Asi, Kirav Rabbe Svirale. What's the Raya? How can you prove from Rab Asi's Hanhogis that what Rabbi Yochanan holds, Rab Asi was a Talmud of Rab? Kidomel El Gabishrage de Chaneke, Omru Le Rav Kahane ve Rab Asi le Rab, Hilchis Ohochi. So we see that Rab Asi was a Talmud of Rab. So Memele, so could be Rav Paskins like Yehuda, but what's the Raya that Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like the Nira de Rav Asi de Leel, Rav Haino Rebbe Yasi de Hoche, the Ude Leel Chaveirish Rav Kahane, the Hoche Rebbe Yasi Chaveirish Rebbe Ami. So Memele, this is a different Rav Asi, and this was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So Memele, that was a bias kasha for Rabbi Yochanan, from Rav Asi Zanhoge, one could figure out what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Be'inyin Muktzeh. Ein lanu elo b'ner k'Rab Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan had said that ein lanu elo b'ner k'Rab Shimon. By ner we paskin like Rab Shimon, and Rashi says, "Well, Gabi, what anhoga do we paskin like Rab Shimon? L'Gabi Muktzeh ma'mas mi is the ner Yoshan." Perish b'mukze machmas mius dahainu ner yoshon shiloi hidliku bo ba'oiso Shabbos. So a ner yoshon that is mos, in Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Mishnah that metaltalim ner chodosh vein metaltalim ner yoshon, because a ner yoshon is mos, it's mukze machmas mius. So here Rabbi Yochanan says ein lonu ela b'ner ki Rab Shimon. We paskin like Rab Shimon by Muktzeh Machmas Mius. Period. So we know Muktzah Machmas Mi'is, we paskin like Rav Shimon. Ula'el, the Pasik Rav Yehuda, before we hear that Rav Yitzchok said that Rav Yochanan paskin like Rav Yehuda, Hainu Bidliku Bo Ba'isa Shabbos, if they were Madlik Ba'isa Shabbos, the Havi Muktzah Machmas Issa, so if it was Dalek Ba'isa Shabbos, so the ner is mukze machmas iser. Here we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that migud iskatzoi bein hashmoshes iskatzoi l'kula yoyim. Now exactly what Tosfos means, that a ner shehidliku erev Shabbos is also l'taltal the ner, because that is mukze machmas iser. What does Tosfos mean? It's mukze machmas iser. The Chayre Tosfos means that the Ner is also betutel of Muktze Machmas Issa. So it could be one of two pshotim what Tosfos means. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Ayin Tes, when he speaks about a Ner, he says Muktze, and he speaks about Muktze Machmas Issa, a Ner Shedolak. So that's called a Muktze Machmas Issa. So he says that means, because there was a Bosis L'davar Ha'osa. That's what he calls Muktze Machmas Issa. He wasn't permitted to be metaltalit, but oid shehashalheves doilik, because it's a Bosis L'davar Ha'osa. So since betchilas knisas hayoin, it was Muktze Machmas Issa, als the Issa to be metaltal the shalheves, so that even though later the shalheves burns out, I say even this katzoi bein hashmoshes is katzoi lekula yoyimus, so the iser tiltul remains. Rashi in Chulin seems to say it's a different pshat. Muktzah machmas iser she'osa lechaboy saner, since you're not permitted then to extinguish the ner, neser gamhu letaltul. Maybe Rashi means he wasn't able to empty out the Ner and to use the Ner because it was also Bekibui. So als Iser, he was unable to be mishtamish with the Ner. So therefore, it became unusable. So that's the Muktze Machmas Iser. Al Kopon. So Tosfos says as follows. We have over here two members of Rabbi Yochanan. In one case, he paskins like Rab Shimon. So that Tosfos says, that's a Rashi learned pshat. That is by Muktze Machmas Mius. A Ner Yoshon, which was not lit this Shabbos, but it's Mos. So Memele, so he passed like Rav Shimon, that one is permitted to be metaltal such a Ner. That what Rav Yochanan Paskin, according to Rav Yehuda, that is Ner Shedolak B'Shabbos. So since Shayedolak B'Shabbos, so that's called Muktze Machmas Iser, the Tchilas Knisas Ayoim, it was also Litaltal Machmas Issa. So there you say, Kimin Iskatsoi Bein Hashmoshis Iskatsoi Likulayoim. Vahode Posak Bepeirik Basre Kerab Shimin Benevelo Lifnei Haklo. So we have here now that Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda by Muktze Machmas Issa. If the Tchilas Knisas Ayoim, there was an Iser Tiltal or an Iser Shimush because of an Iser, so even though the Iser falls off, I say given this Katzoi. Vektach Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan in Seif Mesechta Shabbos paskins like Rab Shimon b'nevela lifnei haklovim. What happens if a behemah died in the middle of Shabbos? So Rabbi Yochanan paskins that one is permitted to give the nevela lifnei haklovim. Af al gav de nevele muktze machmas iseri. That means Kozman the behemah did not die. It wasn't oimid to give it to the klovim, because you can't give the klovim a live behemah. Like Tosfos said before, we had the Tosfos makza oisam gam mi klovim, that a live behemah is muktze. He won't give it to klovim. So memele in order for him to be able to give this behemoth to klovim, either he has to kill it or shecht it. And in the beginning of Shabbos, he was unable to do both. So in the beginning of Shabbos, this Beheime was not oime to be given to Klovim because of an Isra, because of the Isra of Netilus Neshame. Afal pi kein Rab Shimon Paskins, but if it dies later, and now there's no problem to give it to Klovim because the Beheime is dead, one is permitted to give it. Ay, Rab Yochanan Paskins, like Rab Yehuda, by Mukta Machmas Isa, that you say, Kivin this Katsoi Bein Hashmosh, is this Katsoi Lekula Yoyim. That is Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis answers, no. There is Taka Mukta Machmas Isa, but Hosam Loi Dachya Biyodai. There, the circumstances made that it wasn't Oymed to give to Klovim. Taka Machmas Isa. But he didn't make it that it should be unusable. He didn't create the matzav. The circumstances happened by themselves. A behemoth, you're not allowed to kill. So a mukze machmas isa, that loydach yebiyodayim, that he didn't create the circumstances, so then taki doesn't hold given this katsoi bein hashmoshes, it's katsoi lekulayim. But a mukze machmas isa, that he made it, biyodov he made it. He was madlik aner right before Shabbos. So by his adlaki, he's making it, that it should be mukze machmas isa. Now it's a bosses to the shalheves, now we can't empty it anymore. So he made it a mukze machmas isa. In such a matzev, sova kerab Yehuda. So Memele, now we have that there's three types of muktzes. Muktze machmas miyus, Rabbi Yechinen holds like Rabbi Shimon. Muktze machmas isa shaloi dachya biyadayim, he also holds like Rabbi Shimon. That what the Gemara says over here, that Rabbi Yechinen holds like Rabbi Yehudi, that is muktze machmas isa, the dachya biyadayim. Olefize, loi kaimi, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Poski ke Rab Shimon, Achode Bereise. So now it comes out, they're not speaking, one says Alochik Rab Yehuda, one says Alochik Rab Shimon, they're not speaking about the same Bereise. The Rabbi Yochanan koi abreise, the chol haneire shel matches, metaltele. We had the Bereise on Daf Mem Dalad Omed Aleph. It says in that Bereise as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Kol Haneirei Shel Matris Metaltelin. Matris is not Mukze Machmas Miyus. Chutz Min Aner Shidliki Boi B'Shabbos. So this Bereise Rabbi Yehuda says, Mukze Machmas Iser Shedach Yevi Yodayim is also, you say, given this katzoi. And this bereise, Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. So, Rabbi, this bereise. Now, avo b'may de koma Rabbi Yehuda be bereise de la'el. We have another bereise. The bereise says, metaltalim ner chodosh, avo lo yoshon, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This bereise, there Rabbi Yehuda says that Mukze Machmas Miyus is also Osa. And in this Bereise, Rabbi Shimon says that Rabbi Shimon Oimer, that you metaltel kol haner is metaltelim, chutz min haner hadoylek b'Shabbos. Chutz min haner hadoylek b'Shabbos. So in this Bereise we have Rabbi Yehuda that asers Mukze Machmas Miyus. In this Bereise we have Rabbi Shimon that is mater Mukze Machmas Miyus. So now Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is going on this bereise. Aber mamay de koma Rabbi Yehuda be bereise de la'el, metaltelim ner chodosh avo lo yoshon, lo yisova Rabbi Yochanan ke vosei. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like this Rabbi Yehuda. Because he holds mukze machmas miyis, we hold like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that says halacha ke Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon is on that bereise. That way, there Rabbi Yehuda asked Mukze Machmas Miyus, and Rabbi Shimon was Mata Kol Ameiris, and it's only Yosef Bishosha Doilik Bishabbos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Abreise de Metaltlam Ner Chodeshkoi, de Hibereise Shori Rabbi Shimon Ner Shedliku Boise Shabbos. So it's a bissel modne that you have two Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He says Alochi ke Rabbi Yehuda, he says Alochi ke Rabbi Shimon, and grad they're not speaking about the Baraisa where we find the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a different Baraisa, and where Rabbi Yehuda speaks, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi is speaking about a different Baraisa where Rabbi Shimon speaks. It's a bissel modne. Fractoisves. Rabbi Yochanan is unique. In Muktzemach Masmius, he holds his mutter, like Rabbi Shimon. In Muktzemach Masisa, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So, Psabisl Paskin Tavi Rabbi Yehuda, Bisl Paskin Tavi Rabbi Shimon, Frektoisvis, why does he have to talk like that? Why can he say Alochi Kerab Meir? This Pshore, that Mukta Machmas Mias we don't hold. In Mukta Machmas Isa we do hold. If we look at that Memdala Domedala, Rab Meir said this bluntly. Rab Meir Oimer, that's the Barais in the beginning of the Gemara. Kol Haneiris Metaltalim. Kol Haneiris Metaltalim means even Haner Yoshon. So he doesn't know the Mukta Machmas Mias. Chut bin Haner Shehid Likuboy Bishabes. That's Muktzemach Masisa. So they should have made it much easier. Rabbi Yochanan should have said Alochi Kerameh. I paskin like Kerameh in this Baraisa, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi say I paskin like Rabbi Shimon in this Baraisa. Redman after Zelba Baraisa, he paskin like one time, he paskin like another time, like this. It's very modern. A bissel paskin to Rabbi Yehuda, a bissel paskin to Rabbi Shimon. He's talking about one Baraisa, he's talking about another Baraisa. It would have been much more back then that he should pass him like Chameya, because that's exactly what he's doing. The Hosova legamri kevosa, he holds mamish like Chameya. The Shari mukta machmas mis, the Osa mukta machmas isa. So Taisa says, Noket Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum de Bechol Mokaim, Husker Gabe mukta. Weiss, ob sie ist die Reusha mit Dabrim, wie der Bechalwes von der Reusha mit Dabrim. So me meile, ob sie in Lagabi Mukze, ob sie hol Mokim, Huske Lagabi Mukze, so me meile, when he wanted to say, Halloche, that we hold, given this Katzoi, he picked on Rabbi Yehuda. Wa oi, the loy matzino disla Rab Meir Mukze Machmas Issa Greide, we really don't find that Rab Meir holds Mukze Machmas Issa. Elo b'ner yoshon. This Rav Meir is speaking about a ner yoshon. He's speaking about a ner cheres. V'iketalti. Machmas mius, machmas iso. So you really can't know what Rav Meir really holds. Does Rav Meir hold mukta machmas iso? Or does he hold when they comes together, mukta machmas mius, mukta machmas iso? Then he holds kivin diskatsoi. Kivin diketalti machmas mius, machmas iso. Period. Ach lefize koshe l'rashbo d'mashme d'nokat b'menoiro. So according to this pshat, so this is b'emerson Rashi's pshat. B'menoiro, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Ein lonu elo b'ner ke Rab Shimon. By ner we paskin like Rab Shimon. Avo by menoiro, we don't paskin like Rab Shimon. That's l'chayra the ivre in the Gemara. Ach lefize koshe l'rashbe. If you're learning this pshat in the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, the mashma the nokat b'menoire ain't lonu ke Rab Shimon. I mean, that's divre. By ner yoshan we paskin light Rab Shimon. Mukta machmas mis we paskin light Rab Shimon. But menoire, which is l'chayre mukta machmas chesoren kis is keveya mokem, so there we don't paskin light Rab Shimon. Weiss des Avol Rab Shimon mi yeshori b'meneire. But weiss des Rab Shimon holds that filo meneire is mutter. That you're meyachid in a mokim. Olam aide meforish taime de meneire mishim da'odam kevei olay mokim. Heichi yeshori Rab Shimon. Hakid Rab Shimon bi matir a meneire amrine bereish kol akelem hakel moidim. Everyone agrees. And everyone means including Rab Shimon. Besichi, vizeiri, umizeiri. These are akelem which are mukta machmas chesoren kis, kiven de kopid olayu miyached luhu mokim, they're put place, they're not moved on Shabbos, and everyone is moided to this mukta. So according to Rashi's pshat, in this memre, besides the difficulties we had till now, we have another difficulty. Because the mashmois of Rabbi Yochanan's lashon is that Rabbi Shimon is matar afilu by menorah, which is muktzeh machmas chesorin kis. And that's very difficult to say, because the Gemara says, right, everyone knows muktzeh machmas chesorin kis. V'nire leforish. So Taisus wants to say a nupshat, not the way Rashi said. V'nira leforish the Rabbi Yochanan posak Rabbi Yehuda b'mukze machmas mius. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda b'mukze machmas mius. V'cholshkein b'mukze machmas hisa. If he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda b'mukze machmas mius, which is a smaller mukze, abad givis he paskins by mukze machmas hisa like Rabbi Yehuda. Kid a mukze b'perik basre. The comma bekuli Shabbos halachi kerab Shimon bar mi muktzeh machmas mius. V'chadama b'muktzeh machmas mius nami halachi kerab Shimon bar mi muktzeh machmas isa. V'haynu shedliki baba isa Shabbos. So kaponim we see from the Gemara daf kufnun zayin that muktzeh machmas isa is more chomer than muktzeh machmas mius. So memele, so the Rashba is saying now that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda b'mukze machmas mius kolshke mukze machmas isa. V'hod the comma, that what the Gemara says over here, onu ein lonu elo b'neir kerab Shimon, which would seem that he's saying that's a rashi, we only paskin only by neir like Rabbi Shimon. No, that's not pshat. Lav mishum disovar kevosei ela kloimam. Ein lonu sheyater, there is not a person that is mater, afilu Rav Shimon de Meikel elo b'neir, avo b'neir osa. So the Meilet, the Rashba said, anup shat in the Gemara. Rav Yochanan Oma, ein lonu elo b'neir, there is no yeet, there is no poisik, that is Meikel by neir, ki Rabbi Shimon. But Benoire, Afilu Rav Shimon is also Machma. That's how the Rashba learns. So the Ritva asks on Taisvis, if that would be Pshat, it would be good, instead of saying Ki Rav Shimon, it should have said Li Rav Shimon. Then Li Rav Shimon, that means, Ein Lonu, we don't have a Meikel by Ne'er, Elo B'Ne'er Li Rav Shimon. Ki Rav Shimon, Ein Lonu B'Ne'er Ki Rav Shimon, it would seem Ki Rav Shimon by Yisrael, that we hold like Rav Shimon. That's how he asks according to the Rashba. Al-Kaponim, the Rashba doesn't learn like that. And on the Shiata, Fila Rav Shimon, the Meikel, Al-Baneir, Al-Baneir, Osa. V'hashte, so now it's Givaldik, Kaimi Tavayu, Achad Bereise. So Memele, so now they're both going on the same Bereise, the Bereise in the beginning of Daf Mem Dalit. That Rav Yehuda Asad, Mukze Machmas Mius. Rav Shimon is Matir, Mukze Machmas Isa. So Memele, so then they're speaking about the same Bereise. So Bishu ben Levi paskin like Rab Shimon, that was matter for the Mukze Machmas Isa, and Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that asked for the Mukze Machmas Mias. V'ashte kaimet tabay chad bereise, memel svem for the second kasha b'loi motzi nami laminket Rab Meir, because Rab Meir holds Mukze Machmas Mias is mutter, and Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that Mukze Machmas Mias is also. Al Koponim, we had heard till now a member of Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef had said that the reason that Rav Asi was not mitalpel the Menorah, because Menorah is another parsha. Menorah is, what's the reason of Menorah? So Rav Yosef said, Hoyil v'odom kevei alamoke. It's miyuchid, it's the person's miyachid, he's not mitalpel it. So Memela, so this alone has a new din mukta. Omalay Abaye la Rav Yosef, so Abaye asked Rav Yosef, is it true that the kviyas mokim, which exists by menoire, that really can make a mukta? Varei kilas chasanim was a bed with a canopy over it. The adam kevei aloi mokim, it also has a mokim kibui, if people didn't schlep the beds ahin and aher. V'omar Shmuel mishum rabchiye kilas chasanim muter l'netoisa u muter l'polka b'shabes, a person is allowed to spread over the canopy, to take off the canopy in Shabbos, and it seems that it's not muktzah at all. They're speaking about the asiyas akila, but it seems that it's not muktzah. And between you and me, a kila is just as kavua as a menorah. So we see that that doesn't fall into the category of kaveya loimokim. Let us see Tosfos. Vakilas chasanim dodom kaveya loimokim peirush Rashba the odom kaveya loimokim kemoila menorah. That means the amount of kviyas mokim that is existed by a kila is equivalent to the amount of kviyas mokim that exists by a menorah. Vafilo hochi shari shmul. So what do we see? Elavadai leichoshim kviyas shel lo vishal menorah kviyas. So it seems this kviyas mokim does not have a teiras kviyas. Elheichet dekolam mokim legamri kaba per kol akelam. Aklishem alachte leiser di sichi vizeirim is aklishem muktzim achmas chasorin kis the sichi vizeirim zeiri. This is takya kova lamokim miyachel lamokim legamri. So there is such a muktzah. But the kviyas mokim of menorah and kilo, since it is not a kviyas mokim gemure, so there it doesn't have a teiras muktzah. So that's a bias kasha to Rav Yosef. Let us see Rashi. Mutal in itoiso, the stam kilos chasanim, ein lo gak tefa. Now Rashi is speaking about the heter of being noite akila. Stam kilos chasanim ein lo gak tefach. It doesn't have a gak tefach. Shenaklitin yoitzim l'shnei roshei amito be'emtso. In the mita, the side by the roish amito, and by the raglei amito, there are two poles that jut out from the roish and the raglei amito. The emtso in the middle of the headboard, in the middle of the board opposite the headboard, there are two poles that jut out. Echad in the middle, echad lekan, the echad lekan. The noisem klunis mizelos. Then you take another pole and you set it on these two poles. Umashlich ha'oyel oleho, and now you go and put an oyel over these three poles. Bushai feya lekan o lekan. Now it looks like a triangle. V'kivin she'enei rochav tefach. Since the top of the oil does not have the width of a tefach, enei oil, it does not have a shame oil. Ein loy binyan v'loy stira. So therefore, this does not fall into the category of binyan. Does not fall into the category of stira. So memeila al kaponim, that's what Shmuel was speaking about. But al kaponim ayet midvareinu, we see that it is not muktzeh. So that's a bias kasha. So what's wrong with menorah? Elo amar abayis. Abayis said, you know what's wrong with menorah? Not the way Rav Yosef had said that it's kevei lo mokim. So there's a different reason why it is muktzeh. Bishel chuyas. Because it's speaking about a menorah of chuyas, of parts. Of parts that were put together. Let us see Rashi. Bishel chulyes b'menorah shel prokim. Shema tipol. So Chazal asked to be metaltal a menorah in Shabbos. Why? Maybe it might fall. But it's parek. And since it is made out of many parts, it'll fall apart. V'yach zirano. And they'll put it back again. V'nimtza oise keili. He's boine. So memele Chazal asked a tiltal menayre, because of a gzeire, shema tibol v'tisparak v'yach zirem. Like the Gemara, if it's speaking about a menayre shel chulyes, my time the Rab Shimon ben Lakish teshari. Rab Shimon ben Lakish made a difference between a menayre that is heavy and a menayre that is light. Neire that you can only carry it with two hands, that's muktzeh. A neire that you could carry with one hand is not muktzeh. So till now we were learning that's a geder in the din kviyas mokim. That a heavy neire you kaveil a mokim. But the minute that Abaye says that this is not considered kviyas mokim, so the whole iser tiltul is because they asked tiltul b'menayre shel prokim. And so Memela, what's the difference between a heavy one and a light one? The Chodesh Aviv explains that not they were. One could say a heavy one, he might drop it out to the kovid, and a light one, he won't drop it because it's easy. But the Chodesh Aviv says that's not pshat. They weren't afraid of nefila through heaviness. Some say it might fall. So Memela. So what's the svara of Rav Shimon ben Lakish? My time, the Shari. So the Gemara says, no, we have to say a little different pshat in this menorah. My chulyas ke'ein chulyas. That means we're really speaking about a menorah that is one piece. But it looks as if it is made of different pieces. How is that done? The isbe chitki. There are indentations in it. So memele, the chitki make it look like there are grooves in the menorah, and these grooves make it look like it's a menorah of many pieces that was put together. But really, this is only amare chitzaini. That means it looks like it, but it's really, there's no possibility that it might fall apart. There is be chitki. So what's the problem? Hilkach. Chulye, so the Gemara feels like it says, if take, we would have a menorah that is put together of different parts, and then the zicher agzeire shema tipol v'tisparik, and they'll put it together. So everyone knows ben gdoilo ben ktana asura l'taltalo. So memela, since it's very shriach that a big menorah is made of different parts, so if you have a big menorah that has grooves in it, so that's also us according to everyone. Gzeira ota gdoira de chuyis. Ki pligi biktana de isbochit ki be machloikis. Rebbe Yochanan in Reish Lakish is by a menoira ktana de isbechit ki. Mar sovar gazrine. That means even though it's not to shriach, a small menoira should be made out of chuyis. Hak upon them there we even goyzer a small menoira of chitki oto a menoira of chuyis. Mar sova loy gazrinim, they were never geyser by chitki by a small menorah. Zogt Rashi, chitki chituchim sovivlo. The doime le proki. Man de chosi sova shal prokimi. Someone who looks at it, he's under the impression that it's a menorah shal prokim. Gdoy lo hoyul vidal kol asoise shal chulyes. The steiger is that a menorah gdoy lo usually is made of different parts. Kis bei chitki sovri de chuyusein, ba osar afelo reish lokish, gedom alel, nitel es bishtei yodayim, and that is the criteria of gedoylo, that you need to pick it up with two hands, osar le taltla, ki pligi biktana dis bei chitki, de kulal mi yodi, de lav chuyus nina, everyone will realize it's not chuyus, des rinin otu chuyus, that is the machlekes, rabbi yechnen reish lokish. Let us see Taisvis. The chulyes ben gdoilo ben ktano asure. Koshalari, the beperik beis de beye, tnan, so here the Gemara names on for a double poshit, that a menoire shel chulyes is zicha also, because it might fall apart, and if he falls apart, and he puts it together, it'll be chayiv al tzboine, so they ask that the tiltul, because maybe it might fall apart, and they'll put it together. Koshalari, the beperik beis de beyetnan, gimel dvorim Ram Gamliel machmer ke beishamai. There are three things that Ram Gamliel is machmer like beishamai, v'choshev, one of them is, ein zoikvin es hamenoire. You can't lift up a menoire, umashme de beisilu shori. And beisilu, Ram Gamliel is machmer like beishamai. Beisilu is meikel. Meforish hasen bigmore, hoche bimenoire shel chulyes askina. We are speaking about a menoire shel chulyes. Mishum de merzi ke boine. It looks like boine. The beishamai sovri, yesh binyin bekelem, viesh tire bekelem. Beisilo sovri, ein binyin. Alme. So, according to Beishamai, Yesh Binyan Bekelma, it's Merzi Keboine. And Beisilul holds Ein Binyan, so it's Mamish Mutter to put it together. Al Meshori Beisilul Menoire Shalchul Yislaharze. And Rabbi Gamliel was machmer like Beis Shammai. And here it seems that everyone holds that it's also. Uman de shori besoif pilke laharzil mite shelchu yisperofoi ikeluk mehochanami berofoi. There's one man, Yoma, that says if it is put in loosely, so it could be that we'll say that that's pshat, that the Gemara in Bay is speaking about rofoi, and here we're speaking about that it fits in tightly. Aval aman da osar, someone asks a fila rofoi koshe, so what is pshat in the Gemara in Bay? V'tiretzri da hosam mairi kigoin shahachul yois mechuborim yachat. The Gemara in Bay is speaking about, we're speaking about a menorah that's put together of many parts, but mechuborim yachad ve'einam mispalkim, but they're put together and they don't fall apart. Upa'amim motim oisam, upa'amim zoikven oisam. But there, the kanei ha-menorah and the parts of menorah are flexible. One can turn them, one can make them straight, one can make them slanty, but it doesn't fall apart. So there, that is the machloikis in Beya. The Gemara in Beya is speaking about a menorah that is made out of prokim, but it is made in such a way that it won't fall apart, but it is an adjustable menorah that you can move it in different directions. So there's a machloikis, if it's mevzik ebayne, if it's not mevzik ebayne, and there we talk a paskan, it's mutter. Here we are speaking about a menorah that is take made out of parts that could fall apart. So here everyone holds that a menorah shel chulyas is also letaltel because he might put it back together again. So now the Gemara asks, so what are we up to now? We have a member of Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yosef agrees with this member that Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by the din of kivin diskatzoi. Mukze machmas iser, he paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Frag the Gemara, Umi omar Rabbi Yochanan hochi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? You say migodis katzoi. For Omar Rabbi Yochanan, this will contradict a klal that Rabbi Yochanan said. Halacha ki stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says, whenever there's a stam mishnah, we paskin like the stam mishnah. Usnan, we heard this mishnah before. Mulchoni shelo, we heard according to Rashi, it is speaking about a sheda, a wagon that is resting on two wheels. So mulchoni shelo, the wheel of a wagon, bizman shehin ishmetes, when it is detachable, ein chibulo, so it is not considered mechuber to the, to the sheide, that means legabi kabolas tume, that if the sheide is tome, so the mulchoni does not become tome, if the mulchoni is mekabel tume, the sheide is not, it's not considered one keli. Vein nimdedes imo to create a shear of memso. You cannot add up the mukhani together with the sheide. Vein matzelas imo ba'oyel hameis. And it's not matzelas imo ba'oyel hameis. That we had in the case of Rashi. Vein goyren oiso b'shabes. Hanagei alonu, this is what the Gemara is going to ask the kasha. Ben goyren oisa b'shabes. One is not permitted to be goyren either the sheide or the mulchoni b'shabes bizman sheyesh aleha mois. If there is money on the mulchoni, on this wheel, so then one is not permitted to move it because it became a bosses. Ha'ein aleha mois. If there's no money on the wheel now, so then one is permitted to move it. Even though Bein HaShemoshes, there was money. So you see, Klo, that the Stam Mishnah holds, you do not say the din of Kivin this Katsoi Bein HaShemoshes is Katsoi Lekulu Yoyim. Omar Rabzeira, the Hei Mishnah Seinu, Shloi hayu oleo mois kol bein ashmoshes. So Rabbi Zeira says, in order to fahem for Rabbi Yechanin, Rabbi Yechanin paskins like a star Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanin paskins like Rabbi Yehudas, will say a different shah in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about, ain't that which says yeshala mois means yeshala mois bein ashmoshes. Ain't ala mois means ain't ala mois bein ashmoshes. That's shah in the Mishnah. Tei Mishnah Seinu Shloi Hoyu Oleh Amois Kol Bein Ashmoshes Shloi Lishbel Dvorov Shel Rabbi Yochanan. So that means the Mishnah is saying as follows. If there was no money on it Bein Ashmoshes, so there's no Kivnis Katzois, even though later there came money on it, so it didn't become a bosses. If there was money on Bein Ashmoshes, even though now there's no money on it, it is still also letalto, also didn't have given this katzoi. So it comes out the way Rabbi Zeira is learning pshat in the Beraisa, in this Mishnah. So the Mishnah is a star Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. So Pumfakel. So Rabbi Yochanan stims. Rabbi Yochanan said Aloche ke Rabbi Yochanan says Aloche ke Rabbi Yehuda. We have a star Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says Umi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi Aloche ke Rabbi Yehuda. Hey Mishnah Seinu, the Mulchani, the Ktoni, Ha'ein Aleha Mori Sharye, Kigoin Shloi Hoyu Aleha Bein Ashmoshes. Vahochi Teidek Mino, Taime the Yeshela Mois Shekidish Hayoim, Ha'ein Aleha Shekidish Hayoim Sharye. If there's no, Ein Aleha Shekidish Hayoim Sharye. Agavuche, we're learning this Mishnah. I would like to tell the Olam a very interesting halacha I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Levroche, and I found this in a Hamakne in Kedushin. The Hamakne in Kedushin brings down as follows. There's a halacha in Kedushin, Reichev Kemahalach, which means if a person is sitting on something that is walking, so he has a din of a mahalach, so he's also considered walking. So he's walking. L'mayin afkemine, he's a Talmud Chochem, you have to stand up for him, even though he's sitting. No, he's walking. Because since he's finding himself on an animal that's walking, so he's also reichiv kemahalach. The Makna brings down a chilek between a wagon and a ship. If you have three people sitting in a wagon and they're eating, so the Magen Avraham says that they won't bench mezumen because she'll say reichev kemahalach. Since the wagon is going, so it's considered that there's no kviyas, they're all walking. So they're all walking, there won't be a din zimun. Masha enkein, if you have three people that are eating zimun in a ship, a ship, the Gemara says, a ship is not a mahalach. Svina meinach nayach umayu de kamamtila. The ship is not a dover ha-hoylech. The ship is not a dover ha-hoylech. No, the mayim is pushing it. So memele, this is, so therefore there is a din zimun. Finish. That's, so the Amakna says, he says one ha-ore. He says, this din, that a agola, a korein, it's called a mahalach. He says it matters if the wheels are detachable or the wheels are not detachable. He says if the wheel is part of the korain, you can't take off the wheel. Nishtelso agamore. If the wheel is part of the korain, so then we say the korain is a mahalach. So a person who's sitting in the korain is also a mahalach. So then you won't ben zimun. But if you can detach the wheels, so he says, so then pshat is, then it's like a svina. Svina meinech nayech umayu de kamantelo. The wheels are not an intricate part of the wagon. So the wagon is being pushed by the wheels, but the wagon is not called a mahalach. Azay zok tahamakne. I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Levroche, I once asked a mashayla about going with the yodas on the car in Shabbos. So I was thinking out loud. So he said, what could be the shayla ready? The car is going because of the yodas. And the door, okay. It's open, the guy will open it for the yodis already. So, what's the shayla? So what's the issa of driving, of sitting in the car also? So he says, the whole issa he could think of was hoylech chutz l'tchum. If the car is going chutz l'tchum, so he's the hoylech chutz l'tchum. So he says, who knows if a car is like a koren? Maybe a car is like a sfine. You're not called the hoylech. You don't say mahalach. You don't say roichiv ke mahalach. He says, maybe a car is like a sfine. Doesn't know. So be'etzim, this amakne, since our cars, all the wheels of the cars are detachable, so according to the amakne, l'chayre, it is taka like that. That a car is taka like a svina. That he said, maybe a car is like a svina. Meinech ne'ech amayu de kamamtilo. So there shouldn't be an issa of hoylech chutz l'tchum. So kaponim will come out if you bench mezumin in a car. If you eat three together in the car, that me bench mezumin. Let's go further. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Pam achas holach Rabbi l'deyuspere. V'hoire b'menoire kerab shimin b'ne'er. A very unclear, vague lashon. So the Gemara asks Iboilu, what does that mean? Hoire b'menoire kerab shimin b'ne'er lahateire. So Rashi learns pshat that he paskined that a menoire is mutter the way Rab Shimon paskins by a ne'er lahateire. Eis menoire is an iser als boine, als chulies. But he paskined. He was matter, he says, in other words, he was matter by a menoire. Now the Gemara says, it's a modern loshen, which Tosfos doesn't like this loshen. Menoire be menoire ke Rab Shimon ben Ner. He says, just like Shimon was matter by Ner, he was matter by menoire. Oidilme, maybe Pshad is, hoire be menoire le isure. By a menoire he paskin le isa, uch Rab Shimon ben Ner le hateire. And he paskin like Rab Shimon ben Ner le hateire, take. So the Gemara doesn't know pshat in this member. The yuspere moke. He boyulu. Chode hoirohi havoi vohi koma. Hoire be menoiro lehateiro. Kederach shoy rab shime mate be ner yoshen. But not he paskin, he paskin, it's a mute by ner yoshen. I do me shtei heroi sabe. Hoire be menoiro leiser, kedamorem be dechitke. Gazrine na tachur yisach rab shime. Hoire be ner lehata. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Rav Malkiye ikla lebei Rebbe Samloi v'tiltil shrage. Here this is speaking about that was a ner shehudlak b'Shabbos, and after the ner burnt out, Rav Malkiye was an oirech by Rav Samloi. So Rav Malkiye went and picked up the ner from the table. He wanted a place on the table. He picked up the leichter. Rav Malkiye held aloch is like Rav Shimon. Then you don't say kiven this katzoi. The ikpid Rav Samloi. Rav Samloi was makpid. Akert, he held mefil tzach virabi Rav Yehuda. They say kiven this katzoi. Rav Yosi gli lo ikla la asre de Rav Yosi berab chanine. Tiltul shrage. The ikpid Rav Yosi berab chanine. So the moral of the story is, when you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do. And the Chodesh Av explains there's two maises over here. The first maise was, the balabos had sich gefeelt wie Rav Yehuda, so don't be conspicuous and do like Rav Shimon. And the second story was, the balabos weiss sich nicht mitkalten, aber der Mora da Asre paskin like Rav Yehuda, so memele, you're not metalta like Rav Shimon. Ve'ikpid Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina. Rav Abo was more tactful. Ki ikla la'as leid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Shimon ben Levi paskin leid Rav Shimon, we had before. Have a metal to shrage. He wasn't the Rav Shimon ben Levi, they paskin leid Rav Shimon. Ki ikla la'as leid Rabbi Yochanan, who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, by kiv niskatsoi, by muktzimach masisa, loy have a metal to shrage. Like the Gemara Emanev Shech, Ike Rab Yehuda Svirelei, Levet Ke Rab Yehuda, Ike Rab Shimon Svirelei, Levet Ke Rab Shimon. La'olam k'Rav Shimon svira lei. So the Gemara says it really holds like Rav Shimon. Mishim kvaydei de Rav Yechanan hu de lehavi ovid. But if it's covered of Rav Yechanan, he wouldn't do that. V'tiltu shrage ner shekove. It was in the, so the Shas we say, even this katzoi. La'olam k'Rav Shimon svira lei. This svira lei da osa lehavi metalta lei lekovid Rav Shua ben Levi. To lehavi di sura. And I held like, he holds like Rav Shimon. Oma Rab Yehuda, Shrago de Mishre. You had a ner shel shemen. Shrago de Mishre, Shedorak ner shel shemen. So Poshet is speaking about a ner shel cheres, that the fuel had been shemen. So Memele, it's a ner yoshen, in other words. Shari l'tiltula. So one is permitted to be metaltalit. Acher shekovo kirab shimin deloim voice. That means we don't know the kiven this katzoi, number one. And number two, we don't know the mukze machmas mius. The Ritva says deloim voice kol kach. That's what we'll see. That means Rab Shimin, that was mater mukze machmas mius, is mater by mishcha because loim voice Kolkach. So that Mukze Machmas Mias, he didn't ask. The Nafto, this Neft has a bad reich. Also little too late. This Rabbi Yehuda says, I feel according to Rab Shimon, Avo ben Nefta, the Masrach, it has a terrible odor. I feel Rab Shimon moide, the Loichosi, Elolim Lachtoi. That means this is not usable for anything else already, so this is already Mukze. That's what Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Omri Tovayu, the Nafta Nami Shori Little Tule. That a Nair, that the fuel was Neft, so even though it's Gol, has a Gol Bed Reyach, it's still not Mukze, according to Rav Shimon. Now the Gemara says a very interesting mice. Rav Ivye Ikla Lebei Rove. Rav Ivye was once a guest by Rove, Hava Meisan Beikare Betine. It seems his feet were dirty or muddy. Asive apurye kamedarov, and he put his muddy feet on the bed. Shema shemayim. Is ik bedrove? So rove a gavaldike hakpode. You come in with muddy feet. You wipe your feet outside. You take off your shoes on the bed. Noch boil it zure. So he at gavalta mitzayer zayin. Ik bedrove mishum tinof amite. Uboile tsure bishailis. He wanted a pesazoi. Druk him a little bit. So he asked him a shaila. Omalei. My time a rabbi v'rav Yosef da omri tavayu shrage de nifte nami shorlatul. What kind of shot is this? What can you use it? You can't use it. It's unusable. There's a terrible reyach. What can you use it for? Omalei hoyol v'chozi l'chasuye boimone. No, it still has a use. You could cover a keli with it. That means it's not good to put mayonnaise in it anymore, but you can cover a keli. It's very interesting. The Rabbi Nechanano says, Mishim d'chozi l'chasuye boimone de nifte. You can cover a keli of neft, some emela, so it's chozi. It's a shimush. So Rava didn't like that. El miyata, anu maise, he can use it for a cover that's called a shimush. El miyata, kol tzroire shebechotze metalplum. So according to this, so every stone, you could, it has a shimush. You can use it for a cover. You can cover a bottle with it. Hayul vachozi lechsuyi bumona. So anaye keili is thus. Amalei, so Ravivya wasn't, the spoil from the kasha of Rava. He says, over here, this ner has a teiris keili. Now you want to say it lost its use now, it's not usable anymore, because of the odor. No, it still has a shimush of kisui. Abahani leke teiris keili olel. But these don't have a teiris keili. Milo isanya, didn't we learn? Hashirim v'anizomim v'ataboy. These are types of jewelry. Harein kechol akelim. Hanitlim v'chotzer. That one is permitted to be metal to them. Even though one is not permitted to wear them. One is not permitted to wear them in Rishus HaRabim. The woman might go and take off the jewelry and show it to someone, and she'll carry it to Aldamas Rishus HaRabim. Me a teiras kli aleihem, but as a teiras keli, even though it's not wearable. Or mutal etaltalom shalike derech malbush. It's not matkia the teiras keli. Va'oma ula matam hoyel vika teiras keli ale. Ochinami hoyel veika teiras keli ale. So mamela, yes, them all the kashas in the incident. Oma Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Borech Rachmone de Leksifei Rova le Rav Ivya. Borech Hashem Take, Rova wasn't Matzliach because it wouldn't have been too good for Rova if he was Take Metzayer Rav Ivya.